Okay, so we're starting at Chaylas, the next parak. So the Mishnah, Vlam Mechasim and Aleph. Is there no microphone or whatever?
No.
Okay, fine. So, at Chaylas in Makavas 11, Velavan in Makavas at Chaylas. Okay, so the Chaylas is in Makav 11, and vice versa. Right, so Mitzvah Sittah says two elements. Right? Two elements. And they're not market one another. Okay? Can we, maybe let's take the psukim.
So the psukim say, it's in the end of Shalach. Okay? Le'er Moshe Moshe Le'emar. You're probably familiar with this psukim, right? Da'ba b'nei sofer marta le'ehem. V'yasu lo'ehem tzitzis. Al-kan pe'vig de'am do'rosam. So you should make for yourself tzitzis on the corners of your garments. V'nosnu al tzitzis ha'kanaf. And you shall place on the tzitzis of the corner, psil tchelas. Okay? So that's what it means. So what does it mean? It means, so means you're making lavan. Okay? And then, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakanav, and you put on the tzitzis hakanav, on the lavan, psil tchelas. Right? And that concludes the tzitzis. Now you really have tzitzis. Right? Apparently the term tzitzis is being used rhetorically, right? He's being used too equivocally. He's using two senses. Because before it called the lavan the tzitzis, but now apparently the unit is called the tzitzis. Right. Reisem oso zchar. Reisem oso. And you shall see it. Okay, that's the problem here. Vizchartem es komos es Hashem vasem osam vallas rocho vachareni chamashatem son rochema. Fine. Until the end. Okay. So that's the part. So there's two elements. You see the Torah introduces two elements of tzitzis. Okay, there's lavan and tchelas. So the Mishnah is saying an interesting halacha. Even though the Torah tells you that there's lavan and there's tchelas, but they're not makiv one another. You could do one, you could do the other, you could do them both. It's all good. Right, which is something that would have to be explained. I mean, the Torah doesn't sound like it's just saying you have choices here. Okay, so see Rashi. Tchelas and Rakhus Lavan Be'afagav, the mitzvah law says Tchelas Shnei Chutim B'tzitzis. Does he change anything there? The Lavan Shnei Chutim B'tzitzis, and the Farsha come on, even the mitzvah says two of each. Okay, by the way, that's all it's going to be in Machlokas. How many? Two of each. The Rambam holds it's three and a half to a half. Three and a half of Lavan and a half of Tchelas. The Ravid holds it's three and one. Three of Lavan. Rashi holds 2 and 2. Tosfos holds 2 and 2. We're gonna get to it, but okay, fine. So Rashi, so that's what Rashi and Tosfos hold. It's 2 and 2, two of each. So afilo hachi ain't a makiv itself. So they're not makiv on another. Be avid arba'as and tchelas arba'as and lavan yatsa. So if you do four of tchelas and four of lavan, you yatsa. So anything interesting there right away? Anything to notice? One interesting thing to note is Rashi saying that if you don't have lavan, so you just have four of tchelas, just tchelas, no lavan, there could be no lavan in the world, it doesn't, whatever, it doesn't matter, you just have only tchelas. But the Rambam, which we'll get to, learns a funny way, that you can't just have tchelas, you have to have lavan first, and then you wrap the tchelas around it, and then the lavan falls out. So that's a difference to know, we'll get to that, okay? We'll get to it. But what else? There's something else which is interesting to know. And Rashi itself is interesting because the mitzvah is saying that you have to have two of lavan and two of tchelas, right? So if you tell me they're not ma'akev one another, so you'd say, what does that mean? If you don't have tchelas, so you'd have two of lavan. You just don't do the tchelas ones, right? Why are you doing four of lavan? There's no halacha of four of lavan. There's two of lavan, two of tchelas. So you'd say, if you don't have one, do two of the other. But apparently, see, Rashi holds, and this is that big Tosos gets into this. Is whether or not, if you only have one, how many strings do you have? Do you have two or do you have four? So, I mean, we'll get into it. We're not going to do it right now, but it's just something to note. It's interesting. If you only have lavan, so do you do two strings of lavan or do you do four strings of lavan? We do four strings of lavan. But on the surface, you'd say no. That there's two, the halacha is you have to have two of lavan, two of tchelas. Now it's saying that I'm akev one another. So if you don't have one, so you just do two of lavan.
Does Rashi agree with Ram that
I don't know. So that's halacha of the Mishnah. Halacha of the Mishnah is that they're not makiv one another. Lavan and tchelas are not makiv one another. So the Gemara, let's see the Gemara. Okay. So it says, Right, but by the way, I mean, that's a funny halacha. I mean, that itself is a funny halacha. And Torah says you have to have two things. Whereas, how do you just dispense one of them? That's going to have to be explained. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lemos isn't like Rabbi. Let us say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi. Okay? Sounds pretty open that it's not. But we'll say, the Tanya, Urisim Oso, right? Because it says, Urisim Oso, Melamich Makvin Zasa. That teaches that they're Ma'akev one another. Okay? The Gemara is going to explain. But Oso, because it's saying singular, well, we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain exactly how it works out. Divrei Rabbi. Chomor e makvim. Okay? Chom say no. They're not makvim. So that's a machlokas. This is actually a machlokas tanam. Okay? Machlokas tanam is a makvim. Are they makvim one another or not? So the Gemara asks, what's the reason? My time in the Rabbi. Dechsev. What's the reason for Rabbi who holds that they are makvim? It's funny. You think the other way. What's the reason? He's the easier side, right? So it says, Dechsev hakanaf min kanaf. Okay. V'ksiv psil tchelas. What does that mean? So it says v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil tchelas. Right. So the limud is what does it mean? What is tzitzis hak? Right. Because it says the avner said about them v'asula and tzitzis hakan v'evigdehem v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil tchelas. So the limud is what's tzitzis hakanaf? What does it mean? Tzitzis hakanaf literally means the tzitzis of the corner. So what does it mean? The tzitzis of the corner. So they say it means the limud is that it should be the same min as the corner. That the lavan, the basic halacha of lavan is that we saw this in the Rambam. Basic halacha of lavan is that it should be the same min. If you have a cotton baguette, it should be cotton lavan. If you have a wool baguette, it should be wool. Again, we'll see. It's not so simple, but that's the basic halacha. Basic halacha is that the lavan is tzitzis hakanaf. They're the strings of the corner. How are the strings of the corner? Because they're the min kanaf. That's the limud. Limud is, means it's the same min as the corner. Okay, and possibly even the color should be the same. Okay, it's a machlokes rishonim. But we'll get to it. Okay? So the pasuk it says, so, v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf. Right, so first you have the tzitzis hakanaf. That's what it means. The v'asulam tzitzis means first you put the lavan, which are the min kanaf. And then, psil v'ksiv, psil t'chelas. Then it says you put on psil t'chelas. V'amar Rachmana, so you have two things, right? You have the tzitzis hakanaf, which is the lavan, and then you have the psil t'chela, so one and two. V'amar Rachmana, urisim oso, and then the pasuk says, and you shall see it. But it shouldn't have said, you'll see it. It should have said, you'll see them, because they're two things, right? So it says, what does it teach you? Ad ika trvayu b'char. That is teaching you, apparently, the two things become a one, right? They become an oso. They become one. So that pasuk is teaching you that there's one new union formed between the two. And without that union, forget it. It's nothing. Okay? You can't just look at them individually, but there's two parts, but the Torah unites them, Risa Moso, so it's one, so they're not giving one another. So that's Rabbi. Right? So whatever Rabbanon, so what are Rabbanon going to do with that? I mean, it says Oso, which seems to imply that there's a unity and you can't break it up. He says, no, Risa Moso, Kol Chad L'chudei Mashma. No, on the contrary. It tells you that there's two things, and then it says, Risa Moso, and you see it. So what does it mean you see it? Oh, apparently you could see one of them. All you need is really one, right? Because Risa Moso means you see each one of them. So that teaches you that you could have only one, right? Because it just told you there's two, and now it tells you you can see one. So it's teaching you that they're not makiv one another. Risa Moso. Right, so the same word, could be an interest in both ways, right? Okay, let's just see Rashi. Min kanaf, hainu lavan. The rov talisa shal pishtan hain volvanos. So when it says min kanaf, that's the lavan. Because most talisos are of linen, and they're lavan, and they're white. Well, what's he trying to do here? Yeah, I think he's just explaining the term. I think you're right. I think he's just saying, why is it lavan? Why is it called lavan? So I think it's called lavan because the basic halacha of this tzitzis of the lavan is that it's min kanaf. And most begadim are white, right? Are white linen. So therefore, the term lavan became identified as that min. Okay. But Rashi openly says later, in a different place, on Membeis or something like that, that if you have a red baguette, you should have red strings. If you have a green baguette, you should have green strings. Okay, Tosas, it's a question, but that's Rashi says it openly. So it would seem, I don't think he means that it's always lavan because you're going by rov. I think he's explaining the term. at the term Lavan. Why is it called Lavan and Tchelas? It's not Lavan, it's Minkanaf. It should be Minkanaf and Tchelas. But he's saying, no, because since in general Minkanaf is going to be Lavan, so therefore the term Lavan is used, so that's the way it identifies the object. I think that's what Rashi's doing. Tchelas is Semer Tzivot, so it's a wool. That's one halacha. Tchelas is two things. It's wool. Okay, Lavan doesn't have a specific material. But Semer is a wool, woolen string which is dyed. Okay, which is dyed a bluish type of color. Okay, the Amrina, I mean the Sheish Kisna Tchelas Imra. So it's just showing the Gemara, so the Tchelas is Semer. Okay, Sheish is Kisna, is, I forget a certain material. What? Linen. And Tchelas is a Semer. Is wool. So he's just showing you that Tchelas, term Tchelas, has a meaning of not only a color, but also as a material. It's a blue wool string. Okay? So that's about it. Basically, there's the facts. Right? There's the facts. So we have basically machlokas. Are they makiv one another? They both learn from the exact same pasuk. It says, akanaf min kanaf. It says, psil trelas. And then it says, oso. Oso, does oso teach you that they're one unity and you can't break them up? Or oso, no. They could exist independently. Okay, so are there any questions here? This is true. They're saying the Rebbe's more mashma because the pasuk says, do both. Right? It says do both. Right? So therefore, why would you think you could do one, right? So, but what's Rebbe's thing of Oso? What's that? What's the deal there? What's that teaching? How do you... What's that saying? So it's telling you, it seems that he's telling you is that the two are not just two random things. That's why it's not two mitzvahs. I mean, it's not like two separate things you put in your bag at. But it's telling you Oso means that these two distinct things are not really two distinct things, but they really form one unity, one unified whole, and that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to put this unified whole on your baguette. So this if you're not lacking one of them, it's just not the unified whole which Torah's talking about. Torah's talking about one entity called Lavan Tchelas, right? And if you're not doing it, you're not doing it. Right? That's what Oso's teaching, it's one unified entity. Right? I mean, that sounds like a good argument. But within that, there's something that has to be explained, I think. What has to be explained within the, assuming that that's the case. What's the unity? I mean, how do you take these two things, seemingly unrelated things, you know, you're putting on love and you're putting on tchelas, and they're somehow forming a unity, right? I think it should be explained how are they, what's the interrelationship between the two, and how do they form a unity? You know what I mean? I have to get something to work with here a little bit. I mean, it's a little bit, very open-ended, you know? Like, what's, but it is a funny mitzvah. I mean, like this, like, twofold kind of a mitzvah. It's like one mitzvah, especially the way we all did. Either one, you could, you know, not makiv one another, but there's one mitzvah. I mean, what's this one? It's like one mitzvah with two parts, right?
Yeah, right.
And a mitzvah, it's like, what's the one? What is the mitzvah? What's the relation? You know, I mean, like, either way, there has to be some relationship between them. I mean, Torah talks about it as a relationship, you know.
Like
one thing is, it would seem that even the Rabbanan hold that, that the real way to do it is to do both, right? That's definitely the way the Torah describes it, and that's the way it's supposed to be done, and, you know. So, I mean, the only question is can you get away without it, right? So, therefore, it would seem to be that the best thing, the first thing we should do is try to have some understanding of the real Surah Salacha, you know, the way it's supposed to be. Then, you know, then we could see whether we could chip away at it and make it only, you know what I mean? But they seem to be like we should have an understanding of the real, you know, the mitzvah itself, I mean, right? I mean, there's definitely some combination going on. It's just the question is, can it exist without the combination or whatever, you know? So let's look at, let's read the Rambam. So let's just get some, you know, again, like there's Rashi, there's Rambam, you know, but I think there has to be some basic thing, which I don't think, this is so basic, like what's the mitzvah sister? So it would be nice if we could just, it's hard to imagine that there's a machlokas about the most basic, you know, there could be machlokas about details, but I mean, what's tchelas and lavan, or it would seem it would be nice if we get some basic idea about this. So, let's read the Rambams, and I think there's one Rambam which we mentioned last time is Klo. Okay? Even though Rashi doesn't hold by that, but let's just do some Rambams. So let's do the Rambam Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. Okay, we'll start our first few Halachas in the Rambam. We already read this on tape, but let's do it again anyways. So, Anav She'osin Al-Kanaf HaBegin, Rimin HaBegin, Hoa Nikra Tzitzis. Okay? Neshu Domo Tzitzis Shalom Rosh. So the branch which you make on the corner of the baguette, from the baguette, the min of the baguette itself, is called tzitzis because it's similar to tzitzis rosh. So it's like locks of hair or whatever. So it's called Lavan because there's no halachic color to it. Okay, so it's like a lack of color. There's no halachic, it doesn't have to be any color. Okay, there's no minyan min haTorah. So basically, he's saying the first thing is that you have on the baguette, mimin haBaguette, you make this branch, this thing coming off of the end of the baguette. Okay, that's first step. So now you take a lechut semer, which is colored like the sky. You wrap it around the anaf. And that string is called tchelas. So there's no minion of krichas min haTorah, but it implies that there is the halacha of krichas is the halacha min haTorah. Right, Max, that's your question? So he's saying there's no minion of the krichas min haTorah, but it implies that the idea that it's a korech seems that it is min haTorah. So you have the lavan, which is the min kanaf, and then you have the tchelas which wraps around it. So nimsa mitzvah shnei tzvim. She asked al kanaf anaf yotzei mana. So on the corner you make this branch coming off of it. V'shiyichroch al ha'anaf chut tchelas. And then you wrap around this branch chut tchelas. Shnemer v'asulam tzitzis. V'nosno tzitzis ha'kanaf psil tchelas. Right? And you wrap around this thing chut tchelas. Okay, it's from the psukim. V'atchelas in makas lavan lavan is makas tchelas. Okay, so they're not mocking each other. Ketzad, harish ein lo tchelas, osa lavan levado. So it's simple. If you don't have tchelas, you just put lavan. Straight. But now, v'chenim osa lavan v'tchelas, v'nislak ha-lavan v'nismayt al-kanaf, v'nishat tchelas levado kosher. So what's the case of tchelas, of lavan not mocking the tchelas, is that first you have lavan on, then you wrap the tchelas around the lavan, and then the lavan rips off, rips out all the way down to the bottom, and you're left with tchelas alone. So even though you no longer have lavan, you still have tchelas, right? Tchelas is still you're still yotzei mitzvah because of tchelas, right? So this is a strange Rambam, right? Because at least Rashi just learned straight. It means you have only lavan or only tchelas. But apparently the Rambam didn't go for that. He held that you could only have tchelas if it's wrapped around the lavan, right? Which is strange. I mean, that has to be explained. I think that's. That's important. Okay? That's important. Okay? Fine. So let's just read one more halacha. Af pi she'enechon mei makas chver, even though they're not ma'akev one another, ena shnei mitzvos, they're not two mitzvos, which you would think, the two mitzvos, because two different things, they're not ma'akev each other. El mitzvah, there's only one mitzvah. Amrachom rishon, wahi alachom letzitzis, melamit shnei mitzvah, or one mitzvah. So if you wear a beggar which has either lavan or tchelas or both, it's one mitzvah sasai. Okay, so maybe let's try to explain that Rambam. Okay? Try to explain the Rambam. Why is it? Why is it incommensurate? Why is it that when you say the lavan could exist alone, it means mamish alone? When you say tchelas could exist alone, it's first you have the lavan, then the tchelas wraps around it, and then you rip out the lavan, and now there's only tchelas left, so that's okay. So lavan in the market is tchelas. I mean, it sounds so cumbersome. Like, why does he have to do that? At the end of the day, you only have tchelas. So you only have tchelas, and he's saying that's good. So what do you have to have this whole complicated thing? Why not just only put on tchelas? Right? So let me tell you what I was thinking. I'm going to tell you it in the strongest form of it, but we'll see. Maybe we'll back up a little bit later. Okay? We'll see how it works out, but just to explain the idea. So, the first step as it would seem, and this I think what Michael was saying is that, one of the times, is that the tchelas, see in tzitzis what you want the tzitzis to be is to become part of the baguette, right? You don't want the tzitzis to be like an external type of a thing, but it's part of the baguette, okay? Now, you could look at it kind of, on the first level is like this. I'd say that the lavan is the mitzaref of the tchelas to the baguette. Okay? That, why can't you just put tchelas on the baguette? Because the way the Torah is set up, the tchelas becomes mitzuref to the baguette, is through being wrapped around the lavan. Okay? That is how it becomes attached, mitzuref, related, a part of the baguette, through its wrapping around the lavan. So it's not a part of the baguette. What makes it a part of the baguette is the fact that you're wrapping it around the lavan. So once it's wrapped around the lavan and it becomes a part of the baguette, now the lavan could fall out because now it already became a part of the baguette, according to Shita's Chacham. Okay, doesn't have to be constant. Just because that was necessary to create the tziruf doesn't mean once the tziruf exists, then it's gonna have to continue. That which created it is gonna continue to exist. There's and causes. You can have that. Something could cause something's existence. Doesn't mean like you're the cause of a shadow. So if you go away, there's no shadow. But your parents are the cause of you. Your parents go away, you still exist. So you could say that it causes it to become a part of the Begad. That's the way it becomes attached to the Begad. But now it's attached to the Begad. Halachically, it's mitzvah to the Begad. So I don't mean physically it has to be wrapped around, but halachically, what makes it become a part of the Begad is the fact that it's a kodesh that it wraps around it. I mean, it's questionable. I mean, Rebbe's going to hold that there's no other way. But that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that it could be that you can only have it, you know, without it. Okay, but that's the first step. First step is that. I mean, I don't think that's a step without making so much of a jump, without explaining much. Just halachically, what's taking place here is that you see that you can have lavan alone, right? Lavan tcheles, because lavan means you just have lavan alone. So lavan goes right on the begad. But tcheles, you only have tcheles, you can't just put tcheles directly on. So I'm explaining what is that. That means because the lavan is the mitzaref of the tcheles to the begad. Okay? Lavan is mitzaref of the tcheles to the begad. Okay, that's in the least. Okay, and now just maybe to go a little further. Okay, what's the idea? I mean, why is love on the mitzvah for the beg? I mean, why should that be? I mean, could we explain why that should be? Okay? I mean, you could just say that's the way it is. That the love, you know, like what? Well, and what's mitzvah for the love unto the beg? You could ask, right? I mean, so the love mitzvah for the tchelis of the beg. What's mitzvah love unto the beg? It's like circular, right? But maybe you could say like this, is that, yeah, min kanaf. See, the lavan is the tzitzis ha-kanaf, which it's the min kanaf. The halacha is min kanaf, which means that the lavan is a natural extension of the corner. Because it's, let's say it's a white linen baguette, and then you have white linen strings, which come off of the end of the baguette. So they are the tzitzis ha-kanaf. What does it mean? The strings of the corner. Okay? So it's not just strings which happen to be attached to the corner. They are a part of it, a natural extension of the beged itself. Okay? You extend the beged using the strings which are min kanaf. Okay? Once the beged is extended with strings, now the tcheles can then be mitzarev to the beged through wrapping around the strings. The tzitzis hakanaf. Okay, like to have the tcheles directly on the beged, it's like, so to speak, it's like too far removed. Here you have a white beged, white linen beged, and you're putting on blue linen strings. It can't be mitzarif to it. It'll just be an extraneous thing. But the way the Torah did it is that you have the tzitzis hakanaf, which means that you extend the beged with a min kanaf, which is a natural extension, but these are strings. It's the strings. The beged is solid, and now you have strings. But now you have strings. Now the tcheles is more, so to speak, similar to the strings. It's just another psil, which is blue. So the tcheles is karuch around the lavan, and thereby it's mitzayif to the beged. Okay, so in a sense, you could look at it as you could say that the lavan's existence is, so to speak, in service of the tcheles. You could say that. I mean, we'll say it. But as the purpose of the lavan is to be a mitzvah for the tcheles. It's like you could say that the tcheles is really the end goal. You know, I mean, to have the tcheles on the baguette. But the Torah couldn't just put tcheles on the baguette. Because it's in the manner in which the Torah put tcheles on the baguette is through using the extension, the halacha of the tzitzis hakanaf, and then the tcheles then wraps around it and becomes a part of the baguette. No, I'm just talking about Rebbe now. I mean, that's going to be a problem. But that's a problem anyways, according to the Rabbanan. I mean, either way, I mean, the Torah told you two, and now you have one. So, but that's, okay. But the point is that, I'm just talking that everyone agrees this is the way the Torah, the mitzvah is meant to be. Okay, you want to say now, could you minus elements out and whatever, but the way it's meant to be is you have a lot, the Torah describes, also in tzitzis lakanaf, alkafing the other, someone saw tzitzis lakanaf, psil tcheles. So you have the tzitzis lakanaf, and then you put on that psil tcheles. Now, just to give it some sense, again, this is, speculation, and again, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying in the strongest form. I mean, we'll see as we do sugyas. Maybe we'll back off a little bit. But like you see, like they talk about philosophically, like like the Tcheles is like Doma to the sky, and the sky is like Kisei HaKavod, and it reminds you of God, and you're right, that's how they say. How is it that Rishon Lezion Chatam is coming to Hashem, whatever, so Chazal say, because the Tcheles is blue, and blue reminds you of the sky, or the sea, or the sky, you know, and Doma Kisei HaKavod, you know. So that's Chazal, seems... That Chazal seems to indicate. It seems to indicate that really the essence, in at least philosophically, is the Tcheles, right? But what I'm saying is that the way in which the Torah set up Tcheles on the Beged is through the psil to the Tzitzis HaKanaf, which is the Lavan, which is Min Kanaf, is as the Mitzaref of the Tcheles. Okay, and that's how the Tcheles becomes a part of the Beged. The Beged, has a few properties. As a Beged, it's solid, it's not strings, it's solid, but it has a color, it has a material. Now the string, the Lavan, is a string, which although it's a string, it's not a Beged, but it's the Min Kanaf. So it's there's the phenomenon of Tzitzis HaKanaf. Like you have a corner, it could have strings which are an extension of it. But that through the fact that they're Min Kanaf. So the Lavan is the Min Kanaf, which is an extension of the Tzitzis. That's why it's a Min Kanaf is in a limits from the Pasuk. The Pasuk that calls it Tzitzis HaKanaf. So it means that the corner, it's not just Tzitzis which happen to be attached to the Kanaf, but they are the strings of the corner. So it means corners lend themselves to having strings. It's like you could have you could have loose strings hanging off the end, but they're the same material, the same color, so it's really, it's like a part of the thing. Now you have that part of the thing, then you have the tcheles wrapping around it and being mitzaref to the beged through the tziruf to the tzitzakanaf. Rashi holds that there's two things. Material, the halach of minkanaf is primarily is material, that it's the same material. Okay, which you'll see, it's not so simple, but primarily it's the same material. It's tzemer, it's pishtan, or cotton, or silk, or whatever it is. But Rashi and the Rambam hold also the color. So if you have, Rashi says, if you have a green beged, then the lavan has to be green. If you have a blue beged, well, it has to be blue. The question comes up if it's a tcheles beged. That's where things get complicated. But the sugya comes up in the sugya. It's just a rare case, but they have that. Okay. But yeah, that's the natural conclusion. But even if you say not that way, so you say the min kanaf is just in terms of the min, in terms of the material, the fabric, what type of material it is. You know, it's like an accidental thing, whether it also is going to include color. You know what I mean? But the basic halacha is it's in the min. The tcheles is not min kanaf, because the tcheles is bedafka tzemer. It's definitely tzemer, it's blue tzemer. No matter if you're beged, that's wool. Whether if your beged's wool, then it's wool. If your beged's linen, it's still wool. If your beged's cotton, it's still wool. So tcheles has a definite definition. It is wool, blue wool. You know what I mean? The lavan, its definition is relative to the beged. Okay, what is the? How would you define? What is the material or what is the lavan made out of? Minkanaf. It's an that which the beged's made. And they were saying because that's an extension of the beged. So that's what lavan is. Lavan is the tzitzis hakanaf, the extension of the beged. Upon which the tcheles is mitzarev to the beged.
But
one thing I just want to emphasize is that just because I'm saying that possibly that the reason why the lavan was introduced is as a mitzarev of tcheles, but that may be why. But of course lavan exists. Lavan's an entity. You don't just say tcheles is the only thing now. It's only one thing. No, there are two things. There's lavan and there's tcheles. So it could be the lavan's function may be to be mitzarev the tcheles, but the Torah set up lavan. That may be why it set up lavan. Okay, but the Torah set up two elements in tzitzis, lavan and tcheles. Now what Rebbe holds is isim oso makes sense, that you can't have one without the other. You can't have lavan without the tcheles because the lavan's objective is to be mitzarev the tcheles. So without the tcheles, you're lacking the main thing. And you can't have tcheles without the lavan because the lavan is, there's no mitzarev. There's no mitzarev. The way the Torah is set up, it should be mitzarev to the beged, is through the lavan. Right? So that's the reason why there's one unified entity of lavan tcheles which function together. That's what I'm saying, there's a unity here. I mean, you see the two function in a unified type of a way. And he said that's what Yisrael is teaching you, that these two things merge together. They're not just two distinct elements. Yisrael is teaching you that there's a unity between these two, and they function through each other, and you can't have one without the other. Okay? So that's good. So now the question is going to be the Rabbanan. Right? Now the question is going to be the Rabbanan, because this is very nice. And I don't see why we should say, I mean, do the Rabbanan just deny this whole thing? I mean, it sounds pretty good. So, but now all of a sudden, and it seems they agree that this is the way it should be and supposed to be, they're just saying, Rishon also teaches you, that if for some reason you only have Lavan, or if you only have Tcheles, it's also okay. It's also okay. But what kind of, the question is, what kind of thing is that? I mean, if you tell me a mitzvah has a form, and this is the way the Torah gave it, where you have options, there's the best option, a high option, which is both, then there's middle options of Lavan or only Tcheles, and what kind of what the mitzvah should be? This is the Torah's mitzvah. So where do you have a mitzvah where you have like options, like lower level options and the best options? It's just a funny, and this just because it's teaching you that, and it's the pasuk is teaching you this. It's not just a matter of like, let's say I want to do less, or what, you know. But the Torah is teaching you that you could have other options. What kind of, it's not a normal kind of a phenomenon, a mitzvah. Besides with this structure, I mean, that was the problem originally, why the chum were difficult. It sounds like it's a kiyum b'shalei musa and a kiyum shalo b'shalei musa. But why should there be like something like that in a Torah? I mean, it's a funny type of a
setup. I don't know why you go that far.
I mean, that's true. If I'm yotzei with only one, so why should I do both? I mean, it's like a funny type of a mitzvah. I mean, what is this? Options?
Yeah,
I mean, well, it's not a normal. It's not a normal kind of halacha. Rabbi said the Torah created two elements, lavan and tcheles. Now, why? Because it makes sense, because the lavan is mitzvah for the tcheles, to the beggar, and then you have two elements. But now the halacha is, now the Torah says you have to have both elements. You can't say, well, now I'll take out the tcheles, the lavan, won't the tcheles still be mitzvah to the beggar? Even if it would be, but the Torah still says that you have to have both. It doesn't just say, like, a lavan is just a means. I mean, it's true that maybe why you had it, but the Torah says that you have to have love and you have to have tcheles. Where does it say you can just take it out? I mean, it's not just a stepping stone. It's its own entity, but it has a function that it's a mitzaref of the tcheles of the bag. You know what I mean? It still is in existence. So it's still difficult to say you can just take it out. Right? I mean, within the Rambam, within Rashi, with anyone. I mean, this problem is according to anyone. I mean, I don't think Rambam or Rashi, this problem is going to be any easier. You know, whether you want to learn like Rashi, you want to learn like Rambam. It's the same problem, basically, is that how you have the basic form of the mitzvah, is lavan and tcheles, and now you could have one without the other. I mean, why should that be? How could you just dispense of an element of the mitzvah? I mean, or why should there be these other forms?